We want to remind everyone they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Faith, scientists at the University of Indiana have pinpointed the best way to crush a man's pride. Next time you want to do that, what is that way?
I mean, it's beyond the obvious, like rejection or saying, yes. Is that all?
I don't see this answer topping, is that all? I mean, she wasn't even saying it to me, and I feel terrible about myself.
I know. She said it. People can't see me right now. I'm curled up behind my podium weeping. It's terrible.
Can I have a hint?
Here's your excuse. I don't know where that came from.
That was so much. That was so much better than anything anyone could ever write.
Yeah.
Peter, I don't need any excuses. Just hold me.
Obviously, I'm having a combat flashback here. Let's back up and say, here is your hint.
Okay.
It's like, after you, big guy, right this way, right through here.
Hold the door open for a man?
Exactly that. Yes, to hold the door open for a man. Scientists say holding a door open for a man to walk through strips a man of honor, self-esteem, and power, not to mention the muscles in his arm will atrophy from lack of use. According to the journal Social Influence, this seemingly helpful gesture is really social castration. If you want to let a man feel good about himself, just let him do what he usually does and helplessly push on a door that says pull until he gets frustrated and kicks it.
Is this true, gentlemen, on stage with me?
Is this the worst thing
I could do to you, is open a door for you?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Even you describing it is turning me on. Okay.
What are you doing after the show?
I enjoy holding a door for my wife, though. It's a nice thing. It's a fun thing to do.
It's literally the least you can do. But it makes you feel good.
It
makes you feel good, absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought it was the most I could do. That was like, those were my all-star days you're talking about.
Held the door for her today.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're angry at me, honey? I held the door for you just last week.
You'd still be outside.
If I hadn't.